everyone. I'm Angeline.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Laura, do you know what the difference is between a lake and a river?
惨了 ,Angeline 竟然要考我这个 lake 跟 river 的差别。Okay, let me take a wild guess. Could it be that a lake is smaller than a river?
Sometimes a lake can be smaller than a river, but not all the time.
Okay.
A lake is a body of water that is quite still. A river, on the other hand, is a natural stream of water. Therefore, it usually has flowing water. The water from a river flows into oceans, lakes, seas, and other rivers.
Oh, 这个 Angeline 老师她好聪明哦，她解释的非常的专业还有详细。不过同学们，你们都听懂了吗 ？Lake 呢，它是 still， 它是静止的湖泊，而 river 它是河流，所以当然会是动的哦。那河流呢，当然会流向哪里呢？像是刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的海洋啦，或者是刚刚提到的 lake 湖泊，还有大海就是 seas。Wow, now I really know the difference between a lake and a river. But the reason why we're talking about rivers today is because we'll be taking a look at a great article right now. Let's take a look. A plus Encyclopedia.
Rivers crossing far and wide.
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, we are going to learn about rivers. The question of the day is, which river runs through the most countries? Which river runs through the most countries? A. The Amazon River. B. The Danube River. C. The Nile River. Let's guess what the answer should be.Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B, the Danube River. The Danube River touches 10 countries in Central Europe. That's more than any other river in the world. It starts from the Black Forest of Germany and ends in Ukraine at the Black Sea. Throughout history, people relied on the Danube to survive.They used it for drinking water, catching fish for food, and traveling. Because of today's modern technology, people don't have to depend on the Danube as much as they used to. However, it is still a major historical spot and brings in many tourists.
Rivers.
Stream.Stream. Waterfall. Waterfall. Lake. Lake. Glacier. Glacier. Ocean. Ocean.
Today, we will be talking about rivers. Here's a pop quiz for you.
Okay.
Which river runs through the most countries? A, the Amazon River. B, the Danube River. Or C, the Nile River.
啊，好难哦。所以今天呢，要问大家的是哪一条河流流经最多国家？那我们来看一下选项呢，第一个就是亚马逊河，第二个呢就是多瑙河，那第三个呢就是尼罗河。那因为呢，我觉得这个像是网络上如果要买书，那个 Amazon 很有名，所以我在想说，可能答案会不会是 A, the Amazon River? Could it be?
The correct answer is B, the Danube River.
Oh.
The Danube River runs through the most countries. Do you know how many countries the Danube River runs through?
OK, 好，答案竟然是 B, 多瑙河。不过这里 Angeline 老师怎么又要考我另外一个问题？他说呢，我到底我知不知道多瑙河他们是经过几个国家呢？ OK, let me take another wild guess. Is it 10?
Yes, that's the correct answer.
I got one right. Okay.
The Danube River touches through 10 countries in Central Europe.
哇，竟然没有猜对了，终于有一题是猜对的，就是多瑙河呢，它是流经中欧10个国家。Wow, that's more than any other river in the world. 所以呢，其实这样子这么多的数字啊，其实呢是多过于世界上任何其他的河流哦。Where does the river begin, Angeline?
The river starts from the Black Forest of Germany and ends in Ukraine at the Black Sea.
OK, 所以这里呢我们就提到说这个多瑙河呢它的流域发源于这个德国的黑森林。那最后呢它是流入乌克兰就是 Ukraine 的黑海。
The Black Forest of Germany is a wooded mountain range located in southwestern Germany.
OK, 这里呢我们先来补充解释一下呢就是德国最大的森林山脉呢就是刚刚我们提到的 Black Forest, OK? 那它是位于德国的西南部。Hey, that just reminds me, are Black Forest cakes named after the Black Forest of Germany?
I actually thought that too. That's a very good question.
Uh-huh.
Black Forest cakes originate from Germany, but aren't named directly after the forest. Rather, the cake is named after the liquor that is in that region.
Oh, okay. 所以其实黑森林蛋糕啊，其实好像有很多的说法说它是源自于哪里。那的确它是来自于德国。不过呢，原来研究令它有提供一个其中一个可能的答案，就是说呢，其实是因为它里面有一个樱桃酒，然后酒的英文就是 liquor， 所以呢，它是因为这样子而命名而来。Wow, I didn't know that there was liquor in the cake.
I actually didn't know that either.
Okay. 好，那接着呢，我们来看一下课文，它有说到 the Danube River empties out into the Black Sea. 也就是说呢，这个黑海是世界最深的内海之一哦。那在这边再补充说明，因为呢，这个黑海它严重缺氧的环境呢，所以在那里面底下的海里的生物都是无法生存的哦。So is the Black Sea really black?
I actually hadn't been there myself. However, I did look at some pictures of the Black Sea, and the sea is quite dark, especially when there is a storm. Based on my research, it's not actually black in color.
Oh, really? Okay, 其实我自己也有上 Google 或者是 Wikipedia 查到说这个黑海呢，其实呢它是这个名字是源自于古希腊的航海家。那我们认为呢说这个黑海的海水颜色其实它就是比较深啦，所以呢因此就叫做 Black Sea.
Let's refer back to the article. Throughout history, people relied on the Danube River to survive.Let's break apart the vocabulary in this sentence. Throughout, from beginning to the end of, or during the whole time. For example, he was very hardworking throughout his school years. John did not pay attention throughout the entire lesson.
Oh, John, okay.所以回到课文，他是说呢，如果我们看这个历史哦，纵观历史呢，人们他仰赖多瑙河来生活。那这里呢，我们有看到 throughout 这个字哦。
Throughout can also mean in or in every part of. For example, there are a lot of night markets throughout Taiwan.
OK, 所以 throughout 这个字呢，刚才中文有解释到，其实呢，那我们后面接上这个就是年份，其实就是说它跨越，就是就是从头到尾这样的意思。那事实上呢，它后面可以接地方，就是表示各处这样子意思。像是 throughout Taiwan, 就是在台湾各处我们都可以看到什么呢？当然就是 night markets, 夜市。
Let's look at another word in the sentence.
OK.
Relied on.Relied is the past tense of rely. Rely means to depend or put your trust in. For example, when we are very young, we rely on our parents to support us. I relied on you to help me.
Oh, okay. Rely 是什么意思呢 ?R-E-L-Y. 我们后面通常是接 on, rely on somebody. 就是依靠谁或者有时候他还有信赖这样子的意思哦。所以我很开心这个 Angeline 老师他非常信任我。Okay, we also saw another word, survive, right? What does that mean?
Survive means to stay alive. For example,We can only survive without water for a couple of days. Survive also means to endure. We have to study hard to survive this semester.
Yes, you do. Okay, you have to study hard. 我们来看一下 survive 这个字 S-U-R-V-I-V-E. 就是活下来生存这样的意思。就像刚刚 Angeline 老师说了，如果我们没有水，我们可能只有一两天可以生存吧。那在口语上呢，我们常常也会用 survive 来表示要这个很硬、很忍受过 一些东西。像是刚刚他的例句提到说，我们一定要非常的用功 steady hard 才可以度过这个学期哦。semester 就是学期的意思。
Let's look at the whole sentence again. Throughout history, people relied on the Danube River to survive, meaning people depended on the Danube River to remain alive. They used it for drinking water, catching fish for food, and traveling. Without water or food, people would not be able to live.
Right, okay. 所以我们回到课文是说人们有多依赖或是仰赖这个多瑙河生活呢？那刚刚我们也看到 depend 这个字就是依赖哦，跟 rely on 是差不多的意思哦。那其实呢，多瑙河人们可以怎么样？当然可以喝它里面的水呀，或者是捕食这个，因为他们可以吃里面的鱼啦。还有呢，也可以旅游哦。
The next sentence in the article reads, Because of today's modern technology,like cars and airplanes,、people don't have to depend on the Danube as much as they used to. Let's take a look at the difference between because and because of.
Okay, 好，在这里呢，我们要先停一下，我们来看一下 because 跟 because of 的用法。Because 是一个连接词，所以呢，可以接两个句子哦。比方像是我可以说， How about you give an example of how to use because?
Because, let's think, okay.Work and school were cancelled because there was a typhoon.
Oh, 所以看到有没有 because 后面我们还是接另外一个子句，就是因为 because there was a typhoon, 因为有台风嘛，所以呢这个工作还有这个上班上课都要停掉，要 cancel 掉，取消掉了。那不过我们来看一下 because of. Oh, because of 呢后面呢我们则要接什么东西，一个 noun, 一个名词。So how can we use because of in the sentence, Angeline?
Let'sfind a sentence that would be similar to the one that I said just now. So for example, if we wanted to use because of, we would say because of the typhoon,
right?
Work and school was cancelled.
Oh, okay. 所以刚刚有没有发现当我们用 because 后面直接接子句，可这里 because of, 我们后面就直接接什么 the typhoon, 也就是名词，所以说是同样的意思哦。Okay, 那接着我们再来看一下下一句。OK, 的课文就是提到呢，就是 back to the article, however, it is still a major historical spot and brings in many tourists. 意思就是呢，多瑙河呢，仍然呢是一处吸引许多的观光客拜访的重要的历史景点哦。
I just wanted to point out that the word historical is actually the adjective form of history.
Okay, 没错 ,history 就是历史它是个名词而 historical 是形容词就是历史的。So historical spot 就是历史的景点。
Many tourists take a river cruise down the Danube River. There are also many others who bike and hike along the river. The Danube is the most international river in the world.
真的 ,river cruise 是什么呢就是你可以游河或者是沿着多瑙河这个骑车啦或者是散散步啊。
Would you like to visit the Danube River one day?
I sure do.
Great, let's plan a trip together.
That would be so much fun. But before we say goodbye to everybody, let's now go to our wrap up.
So today we talked about rivers in
right.
the article. Do you know that there's a popular sport that people play in rivers?
Oh, okay, 所以其实在河流玩的运动应该是泛舟吧 ,rafting?
Yes, have you gone before?
No, but is it fun?
It's a sport where you guide and paddle a raft through a river. It's very fun and really thrilling.
Wow, it sounds exciting, but is it dangerous?
It's actually quite dangerous, so that's why it's considered an extreme sport. The water can be quite fast, the flow of the water can be quite fast and very bumpy.
Oh, 对啊，因为听说那个在急流泛舟呢，它其实是非常的危险，因为有很多情况你可能是无法控制哦。Well, anyway, we're running out of time, and I had a really great time with Angeline today. Hopefully you guys learned a lot from us too. So until next time, this is Laura.
This is Angeline.
See you next time.
Bye.
A thousand thanks.
A thousand thanks.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。同学们知道我们日常生活中最常说的六个字是什么吗？答案就是请、谢谢、对不起。而这六个字也是礼貌的基础哦。而当中我们最常讲的可能就是谢谢了。你有算过你一天当中会说到几次谢谢吗？相对的，如果谢谢的说法你只知道 thank you， 那会不会太单调了一点呢？Jillian 老师今天要告诉大家，当你要向对方表达你的感谢之意时，这时候你可以说 a thousand thanks， a thousand thanks。 哇哦，这句话听起来可能诚意不止破百，一字面上来说还破千了呢。这里我们看到一个单字 thousand， T-H-O-U-S-A-N-D， 字面上就是指数字一千，它可以当名词或是形容词使用。当名词时 thousand 本身字尾可以加 s， thousands of 就是指数千个或是成千上万的。例如 thousands of people 就是指好几千人。当形容词时 thousands 本身字尾不加 s， 但后面接的可数名词因为是复数，所以会加上 s。 例如 a thousand years 是指一千年， $2,000 就是两千元咯。回到我们今天介绍的句子， a thousand thanks 字面上的意思不就是一千个感谢吗？以中文来说就是十分感谢的意思咯。最后我们再复习一次今天的句子， A Plus 小聚会我们下次见， Bye。
A thousand thanks，
A thousand thanks。
Tic Tac，
广告的休息为什么要我们 take a break 而不是 take a rest？
虽然 break 和 rest 当作名词时都有休息的意思，所以我们常听到的 take a break 和 take a rest， 你们知道它们的差别在哪呢？我们先来看一看 take a break。 其中 break 是当作名词来用，指的是某一个活动中的中断或者是暂停，所以一般我们要休息片刻，休息一下，动词我们都会说 take a break or have a break。像是上班族上班很累的时候，当然一定要怎么样？ Take or have a short break， 就是小休息一下咯。那不论是上班族啦，或者是同学，这个中午都非常期待的午休时间，这个英文就是 lunch break， lunch break。另外呢，这个上班族呢，还会在休息片刻时候怎么样？喝杯咖啡或是茶呢？这样子的休息的时间，我们就称它为 coffee break or tea break。 coffee break， tea break， 或者呢，他们也可以短暂的休息个十分钟，英文就可以这么说啦， let's take a 10 minute break， let's take a 10 minute break。 注意哦，刚刚提到的十分钟 10 minute我们是不可以在 minute 加 s， 因为呢这里的 10 minute 是当作连字号的复合字用，表示十分钟的什么什么是个形容词，所以我们要在 10 和 minute 中间记得加上连字号哦。而呢在看这个电视的时候啊，突然进这个广告的时候呢，这个就称为 commercial break， commercial break。其中的 commercial 这个字好像有点难，它的拼法是 commercial， 就是电视广告的意思哦。然而不同于工作时的小歇一下， rest 它指的是完全不做事，像是睡觉这样子的休息。而搭配的动词呢也是用 have 或是 take， have a rest。像是呢如果有人生病的话呢，你就要请他怎么样，you should go home and get some rest， 在家乖乖休息， you should go home and get some rest。 那猜猜看，一般在公路旁的休息站英文没错就叫做 rest area or rest stop， 是不是很简单又好记呢？
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
看电视进广告时，我们当然要用 take a break 啊，因为 break 是指短暂的休息，可能上个厕所什么的。如果你用到 take a rest， rest 是指可能睡觉完全不做事这样的休息哦。A plus encyclopedia.
Rivers crossing far and wide.
Hello, welcome to the show. Today, we are going to learn about rivers. The question of the day is, which river runs through the most countries? Which river runs through the most countries? A. The Amazon River. B. The Danube River. C. The Nile River. Let's guess what the answer should be. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. The Danube River. The Danube River touches 10 countries in Central Europe. That's more than any other river in the world. It starts from the Black Forest of Germany and ends in Ukraine at the Black Sea. Throughout history, people relied on the Danube to survive. They used it for drinking water, catching fish for food, and traveling. Because of today's modern technology, people don't have to depend on the Danube as much as they used to. However, it is still a major historical spot and brings in many tourists.